The Language Archive is an ideal play to perform at the Vintage Theater. Located in the cultural hub of Aurora, this theater is absolutely tiny. A sliver, really, that allows for a limited two rows of seats. The fit is tight and personal, and you can really see the performances, which, when done right, can be exhilarating and exactly why you love the theater to begin with. It can also be disastrous, and with a heavy-handed director, a clumsy set designer, or a hapless actor, everything is glaringly obvious. Thankfully, this play is the former. To put it simply, The Language Archive is funny and clever. The writing by Julia Cho is profoundly intimate and draws very relatable characters in mere sentences. The struggle of a man of few words that loves language but cannot express his compassion to his wife is so well executed by William B. Kahn that you are unable to hold it against him as his life quickly slides away from him. The intimate theater is ideal for this broken fourth wall performance. The splatter of side characters can occasionally get a wince when they are trying on accents, but overall they deliver warm performances that don't eclipse George's story. His cheery, overlooked assistant, played by Selena Naumoff, is unnervingly authentic. To her credit, at no moment do you believe that she has any other motives than George's best interest. In truth, I am torn in either finding this refreshing or irritating as a woman who accepts her fate as being the supportive, plucky friend. But the true showstopper in this sweet little gem is the wife, played by Leslie Randall. Granted, she is so well written that it must be almost breezy to perform such great one-liners. All in all, I would not hesitate to recommend this smart, thoughtful production of The Language Archive, playing now till June 16th. For more information, go to vintagetheater.com.